Now, recently on Morning Focus, we were joined by Clare's Emer Kelly ahead of her trip as one of 50 male and female inter-county players from all four codes travelling to Kenya. They were making the trip to the African country with the aim of helping to plant 1 million trees. The GPA teamed up with Warriors for Humanity and Self-Help Africa for the ambitious project. As part of the trip, players also took part in the first ever inter-county challenge game on African soil. Dean Ryan was also in Africa and joins us now to let us know how the trip went. And a pleasure to have the former Clare County footballer with us. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being with us. So, first of all, Dean, tell us how you got involved with this trip down to Africa. It's something I asked Emer, you know, was she very kind of environmentally conscious and it was something she wanted to get involved in, or were you contacted?
Yeah, it originally had been kind of a plan that was put in place back in 2019. So it was something that was due to take place actually in November of 2020. So Podge Collins also was on the trip from Clare with us as well. And Podge would be heavily involved with the Gaelic Players Association. So it was back then he got involved and asked me to come on board as well. And it was something, I suppose, that kind of, it's one of them experiences you always do like to take part in. You always maybe would like to learn more about. So I did jump at the opportunity at the time. And then due to COVID, it had been postponed for the last 2 years. But thankfully, it went ahead. It went ahead this year, and we got going. A lot of people had kind of changed, and the numbers had changed, and the people involved over time. But thankfully, we eventually got going this year, and it was a fantastic experience.
One of the things all of you had to do, as Emer explained, was raise €10,000, which is no mean feat. But I'm sure, as Emer said, you know, a lot of businesses and individuals, you know, got involved in the campaign. Did you find in as well? And I guess your profile helps as well. When people hear you want to do this, they're only too glad to help you out financially.
Yeah, it is one of them things, you know, that probably isn't on our doorstep that we don't see day to day. And that's definitely something I took away from the trip after actually being there and seeing firsthand. It's something that I'd probably put a lot of focus on going forward in terms of the actual impact that we have on the ground over there and what we were able to fundraise for. It was great to see where our money was going and how it was actually going to be put to work. But yeah, it was definitely very, very good. The people at Clare were extremely generous to us. We ran a couple of different things, golf classics and fundraisers and raffles, and everyone really, really got behind us, which was fantastic. Collectively, I think so far we're over 400,000 in terms of the group, what we've raised. So it's fantastic to be able to get that far. And we're really, really pushing now towards the end of the year to try break that half a million mark and get to the 500K.
I'm sure you'll definitely be able to do that. And how, you know, how do you prepare for a trip like this, Dean? I suppose, as you say, you kind of had 2 years to prepare for it, really, which is longer than anyone would have to prepare for most trips. But when you finally found out it was happening, you know, do you have to get lots of shots and things like that to, you know, inoculate yourself against various things? Or how do you prepare for a trip to Kenya?
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, on the trip, it was their first time in Africa. So the guys, in terms of the planning, Alan Kearns, the Warriors for Humanity and Self-Help Africa, they were fantastic in terms of the guide that they gave us. You do, of course, have to get your vaccines on time. You have to get your visas on time. You have to make sure everything is there. And logistically, when you're traveling with 50 people and probably a backroom team of another maybe 15 or 20, there was about 70 of us overall traveling. So logistically, it was huge. You know, it was a beast for them to prepare for. But thankfully, everything went off well. Everyone was on board and everyone got everything done on time.
As you mentioned, there was a few familiar faces there in the trip, but, you know, with 50-odd inter-county players, were there any inter-county rivalries that came to head? You know, was there anyone on the flight that you got a black card for giving a dig at some point in the past?
No, there was a couple of people that you would have known from playing against the course throughout the National League and Championship during your time. There was a couple of other people, again, that you would have never come across, maybe from a hurling background on my side of things. But I think after the first day, or in the first 48 hours, the bond was there straight away. It was fantastic to see. Everyone kind of knew what the trip was about. I know you mentioned we played a game over there. We got that out of the way early. So any rivalries were put to bed on the first day. And after that, then it was really about kind of making that impact and leaving that legacy on the environment and on the people of Kenya. So everyone rode in behind that, and we've come away now with friends for life, without a doubt, in terms of the bond and what we've actually done for the week.
And before I find out what you generally got up to on the trip, Dean, yeah, that game, I mean, because I was asking Emer, you know, you've people from all four codes there, the football, the hurling, the ladies football and the camogie. So when it came to the challenge match, Did you just pick one of the codes to play, or you know, was it a mixture like 15 minutes of each kind or something?
We played two full games. We played our football game first, and then we played a hurling game afterwards. And it was kind of like a rolling subs scenario. But people, I suppose, were entitled or able to play both if they wanted. So a lot of people did get involved in both. It was more sort of showcase the games. A lot of school kids came down and a lot of locals came down to watch the matches. We actually got a lot of stuff donated in terms of the gear that we had. Our own player, Torpy, donated a lot of hurleys for the match as well. And they were all given to the kids afterwards, along with the helmets and stuff like that that we used for the games. All the equipment was left behind. So everything that we used and everything that we had for the games were all left to the children of Kenya. And after the match, we were able to bring the school kids onto the pitch and just kind of train them and showcase them a couple of drills and a couple of different things. And a couple of different skills that we would have. So that was brilliant. It was a great way to kind of set the trip off in terms of showcasing what we're about, where we've come from, showing our national sport, as you mentioned, for the first time in Kenya, for the first time in Africa, and then being able to interact with the kids after that as well. It was a great experience.
And it was something I mentioned to Emer that, you know, we've seen the hurling club that sprung up in Uganda just purely through a couple of lads watching videos on TikTok and YouTube. And now they have the GAA gave them the GAA Go Pass and all that. And they've got a load of members in the club. It'd be lovely to see, as a result of what you've done, the game kind of pick up in Kenya and even, you know, Africa in general, for the game to spread a little bit. Because obviously in North America and Australia and other places, it has through expats, but Africa, not so much.
No, not so much. And we met a few expats over there. We actually had a referee from Dublin refereeing both games, who is over there full time as well. So there are a number of people who are based in Kenya who do have Irish origins as well. So hopefully they'll continue to promote the games over there. But it was great to see the engagement levels. Every single child or even parent that came onto the pitch after the game wanted to pick up a hurley, wanted to pick up a football, and were fascinated to learn the skills like a hand pass or even how to actually hit a slitter and different things like that. So they were really, really engaging. So hopefully, yeah, it is something that they do continue on. It'd be great to see.
The trip in general, Dean, how long were you there for?
We had 10 days in total, so we left on the Friday the 18th and we only came back on Monday the 28th. Now, there's probably a day either side of that in terms of travel. So we're on the ground in Kenya for about seven or eight days in total.
Okay, and the main aim was to help plant 1 million trees. So the rest of your time there, what was involved for you and the rest of the intercounty players who were along for the trip?
Yeah, look, that was the main aim. The main, I suppose, goal of the trip was to, I suppose, again, combat climate change and promote sustainability within the community within Kenya. I suppose I was just kind of even going back over our itinerary here before the call this morning and looking back, realizing how much we actually fit in that 7 days. We were constantly going from very, very early morning to very late at night. We visited local farms, we visited schools, we visited local homes, we visited, I suppose, hospitals as well around the area to see just firsthand, I suppose, the impact that they are kind of facing on a day-to-day basis compared to our daily lives in Ireland. And it was really, really unique to see in terms of the school kids, what they're facing on a day-to-day basis, how long they have to travel, how long people maybe have to travel just even for fresh water, and the schools and the farms in terms of the approach they take, and I suppose how they look to grow their crops and how they look to live sustainably over there as well. So we really got an insight on all areas into Kenyan life from the ground up. And again, our journey along the way was planting trees. The trees were locally sourced. So we went to actually a tree nursery where all the trees are actually kind of from seedlings grown. And that's where we're going to be buying them. So we're buying them with our funds in the community for the community as well. So really kind of recycling everything in terms of the sustainability approach on that as well.
And I'm sure that the local community are so, so grateful you're doing it. It sounds like from meeting people there, Dean, and seeing how they live, that look, I mean, obviously up here in Ireland and the Western world in general, we know there are lots of issues going on at the moment, but did you have an appreciation, I guess, for the life most of us get to enjoy compared to what people in Kenya and other parts of Africa have to do to get by?
Massively, yeah. That would probably be the one key takeaway I'd have from the trip in terms of the comparison of the standard of living that we would have. You know, and I know we probably have our own troubles on the ground here to a certain degree, but when you compare it to, I suppose, again, the real life problems that they have over there, it's something that really does give you a huge appreciation, you know, and it's very, very humbling to see the life that they live. Not only, I suppose, the troubles that they face, but again, I think the happiness and the joy that they have and the love of life, that was something that I think hit all of us as a group. You know, they speak English and they speak Swahili over there. And for anyone who doesn't know, Hakuna Matata is one of their main phrases, which means no worries, of course. And that's something that, again, I think they live their life by. Everywhere we went, we were greeted with a song. We were greeted with a dance. We were driving past kids on the side of the street, and it was all smiles. It was all waves. And that was just something I think that really hit home with speaking to a lot of people during the trip. And since we got home, that really kind of struck a chord with everyone. The happiness that they have, despite having so little, was really kind of uplifting for us when we were going visiting all the different communities.
Well, fair play to you and all the other inter-county stars who were over there on that trip. And the planting of those trees is going to make a huge, huge difference. And hopefully you will hit that 500,000 barrier. Dean, thanks for speaking to us, particularly so soon after getting back from such a long trip. And really, really appreciate your time this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mel.
Cheers. That is former Clare inter-county footballer Dean Ryan there.